Sounds wonderful. You ought to have Vance interview you about that.
That sounds like an ultra fantastic idea, Gary. How about we're doing that right now? Okay, who is that? Who am I supposed to interview, Gary? Tell me again. Remind me his name. Okay, so we've got Gary laughing, and we've got who is that guy down from Temple, Texas?
I don't have a clue.
Don't have a clue. Okay, this is unreal for Saturday AM Live to have three men speaking. Just give it a second here. Watch what happens. Just give it a sec.
Auntie is going to come on and say good morning.
No, they will. They will. Watch.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Another man.
Give it a sec. Nope. There we go. Okay, Ron. Whoa, this is like the Four Musketeers. Okay, this is unprecedented on Saturday AM Live. There we go.
There we go.
There we go. Okay, now we're ready to rock and roll. Well, good morning, everybody. This is Saturday AM Live, not to be confused with Saturday AM Dead. And I picked up a 2-kilo parcel of organic Peruvian beans a few days ago. I mean, I've been drinking it like I stole it. There's a phrase in our culture, you drive it like you stole it, like if you stole an automobile. Well, I'm telling you, it's organic, folks, so it's good for me. And I partake of about 2/3 of a cup a day, and they should outlaw this stuff. They should ban it in the state of Oregon because it is so amazing. I mean, almost as good as 10-4, but we don't have that product. So some quick announcements. Next Saturday, and I'll make the same announcement again in about 20 minutes because that's when some people actually, when their Peruvian organic beans or their 10-4 or their Jade Greenzymes or their Primag Waterfall consumption actually kicks in and the brain cells wake up. Next Saturday, what is taking place for the first time ever? Hosted by, I believe, our new National Director of Sales. Is that his title? Somebody help me out here. Let me look it up. Hang on just a second. Let me look it up. What's happening next Saturday, hosted by Jeff Eisen?
Humans being more training.
No. Let me look at the calendar. Hang on. Thank you, Karen. You're close. I thought maybe Vance has got his wires all crossed. I thought we had a Seiko Kai coming next Saturday. Do we not?
That is true.
Okay, good. I'm looking on the Nikan front office. Don't get it confused with the back office, but I'm looking right there on the front office, the 26th. That's a week from today, 7 days away. Seiko Kai. Yeah, they got some stuff that needs to be tweaked here because the host says Ruben, but it's actually Jeff Eisen, I believe. Okay, so that's happening next Saturday. So there will be no Saturday AM Live. What would you call that, Lyle, if it's not Saturday
terrible.
AM Live? It would be called terrible, exactly.
Super Saturday.
It's a Super Saturday because they're Seiko Kai, which means, we all know, success meeting. But that's when you call it Saturday AM Dead because Vance's phone line is dead. He does not connect to Saturday AM Live because there is no Saturday AM Live. And some of you think, like, okay, Jeannie's on her way up to Oregon, and Jeannie's going to come and say to Vance, hey, Vance, can I steal that 2-kilo bag of Peruvian organic beans? Cause, no, maybe not. Yeah, Jeannie and Ricky are going to steal them from me, and that'll take away some of Vance's hyperness.
Vance, I think drinking more than one cup.
I don't. See, that's
forward.
The thing. I don't drink more than one cup.
Well,
I promise.
It's appears to be not the truth.
How big is that cup?
Well, see, now. When Jeannie and Ricky get here, we will take a picture, and I will show to the world how big my cup is. Now, nobody said I have to limit it to a cup. There are such things as a one-quart canning jar with a handle on the side. So that would be a copious amount. No, I'm serious. I replaced my little French press at IKEA last night. I promise. It only holds, 12 ounces? And I don't even drink the full thing. I can't. Hey, Karen, would you mind sharing with the group what you weigh?
Oh. That's a new one. Okay.
How tall are you and what do you weigh?
I'm 5'3", and I'll be honest with you, I don't have a scale. I have no clue.
Take a stab in the dark.
Somewhere about 110 at the most.
So for the record, folks, Karen is 5 pounds underweight. According to statistics, she's 5 pounds underweight.
Well, I'm staying that way because I like it.
Well, it sounds great. It sounds fantastic.
I feel good. I feel good. Well, all right. Now, wait a second. Okay. You're dealing with somebody who knows a lot about this, too, okay? So it also depends on bone structure, okay? I have always been small boned. So I feel for my weight, my bone structure, and my height, I am at the perfect point.
Yeah. So, Karen, did you take offense when I asked you what your weight was?
No, I don't care.
No, you don't care.
You can ask me how old I am, too. I don't care.
Yeah, and I don't care, right? Because you're not a
fan.
Yeah, go ahead, Gary. Gary, you're breaking up. No, Gary, thank you. I'm on thin ice because culturally, a male is never supposed to ask a female what they weigh. We're going to get to our topic real quick here, and you're going to see how I built a safety net around myself this morning, literally and figuratively. I asked this same question of a young man yesterday as he was getting on the roof. Now, most of you know I have two family businesses, two different careers that I get to play in. And I learned more from this young man and got more accolades. So my head continued to get big. It was a good thing we were outside because my head was so big I wouldn't have been able to even fit through like a barn door. But I looked at him and I said, hey, Jordan, what do you weigh? And he looked at me kind of startled. And I said, the reason I'm asking, and I explained, I said, I don't want you coming through this barn roof. It's 80 years old. And depending on where you step, you're going to go right through it, and you're going to be, 10 feet on the ground, and it's going to be big no bueno for you. So the reason I can ask that of Karen, because number one, I know she's not going to get offended. Number two, she's very comfortable in her own skin. Number three, she's actually at her ideal weight. She knows how to take care of her body, which brings me right to a quote. I got to be careful who I ask this question to. Doug is on the line. I don't know if Doug has demuted himself yet, but Doug can answer this question. Lyle might be able to answer this question too. Lyle would probably know the answer to this question. Lyle, do you know who Oswald Chambers is? Have you ever heard that name?
I've heard the name, but I can't recall right now.
Okay, he is a teacher, he was a pastor around the turn of the last century. Okay, but his wife, little tiny frail gal, kind of like Karen's size, but Karen's not going to get offended if I use that word frail. little tiny gal, she took his best sermons and she put them together in a book called My Utmost for His Highest. And I want to quote something that I read the other day, and it says this. And don't worry, those of you who don't consider yourself spiritual, you won't be offended by this and you won't freak out, because it's not a preachy thing. He just said this. And here's the quote that we're going to build today's topic on. And I love the interaction we have so far, because this is going to be really fun. You can never give another person that which you have found, but you can make them homesick for what you have. You can never give another person that which you have found, but you can make them homesick for what you have. How do we make people homesick for what we have with Nikan? How do we invite them to happy life equals balanced life, or to Seiko Kai, or to Master Day, or to anything else that we think they're going to benefit from, because they are going to be then in the same mode that some of us have been in? I'm approaching 32 years. Discover it, live it, share it.
Can I start us off?
Yeah, hang on just a second, but let me throw one more zinger in here to get us thinking in the right direction. This amazing leader that we have on Wednesday night, I have to be honest, and some of you are going to shame me. I think I've only tuned in one other time to Nikan Next, which is the live Zoom broadcast that our unbelievable, amazing leader, Luis Kasuga, leads once a month. And I tuned in to the what I thought was going to be the English version, and I caught the French version. I went, wait a second, I must be in the wrong time slot, because I don't speak French. But he kept using the word over and over and over again, and the word was trust. Do I trust myself as I approach 32 years in Nikan to invite people to a Tuesday night encounter, knowing that they're going to get something like what I gained on Tuesday night this week with Sherry Danzig and Jeff Eisen? And I included it in my email yesterday for a reason. So, Karen, oh, by the way, there's always at stake, there's some freebies. I think I put that in my email, and my dear friend Rita scolded me the other night, and she said, Vance, if you don't stick to the topic, people are going to hang up. I went, well, they're not going to just hang up, they're going to get mad. So we're going to stay on topic, because Karen and Jeannie and Rita said they're going to hold me. Just staying on topic. So, Karen, get us started. Answer that question. How do we trust ourselves enough, or what do it? How do we make people homesick for what we found with Nikan and invite them to Tuesday night, or to Seiko Kai, or to Master Day?
Okay. Well, what for me, I tell them stories. I tell them stories of how I used to be before I found Nikan. Okay? I find their pain point, basically. Sorry, I used the word pain. But their uncomfortable part of their body, okay? And then I focus on how I improved myself. The other way is, you know, I love Luis. When Luis became president, I had gone to Celebration, and that's where I met Luis. And I know a lot of people met him in San Antonio. But I could tell right away he was special. Okay. He was a person with a heart. He was sincere. He was authentic. And I I felt the hope. This is where my heart is. And that's the trust that Luis is talking about. And then when I went to Salt Lake for the Utah Summit, I experienced it for 3 days, even though I was very ill at the time, and frail was a good word at times for me, Vance.
Karen, I know your experience in Utah was above and beyond stellar because you had a private chauffeur that picked you up from the airport.
He had an entourage.
He was mentored by his father, who is a professional in that arena. And I mean, I'm not biased at all. But Karen, you and I shared an experience in Utah that was second to none. And it welded together our friendship, which is, some would describe, a little bit odd. I know my three daughters and my wife put you on a pedestal and it's like, oh yeah, when she calls, daddy's going to answer the phone because of this relationship we have. I have the same relationship with Jeannie and with Rita. And if I'm going to just throw this out as a little kind of a caveat, if you're in Nikan, Lori Jones alluded to this when she shared her testimony 3 weeks ago, and when she shared her testimony on Master Day, right? The last one, when Jeannie interviewed her, she talked about the idea and attitude.
Yeah.
This Nikan journey that we're on, and I know other people have had this. Larry Hafner has the same special relationship with Ruth Williams. And it's an odd one in a sense because he went through Humans Being More his first ever time, and Ruth Williams was his partner. Can you imagine being partnered with someone like Ruth Williams? And Larry will tell you about that. But so you share stories, Karen. How else do we do it? And this line is open. So Lyle and Ron and Gary, anyone else? Bueller? Karen, answer that question for me.
Karen actually mentioned it in her, when she was talking, she said, you got to find their pain point and talk to that. So you got to talk about, you know, what they're looking for or what happens to be missing in their life. And the way to do that is to ask questions.
Okay, Leola May says this on a regular basis. I'm not a very good salesperson, but I'm a really good interviewer. Now, let's go back a few years to clarify what I just heard you say, Ron. Years ago, Michael DiMuccio and I were talking, and he said, Vance, I got this guy. His name's Leo, and he is killing it. I said, what do you mean he's killing it? He said he's got this simple process that he sends emails out, and then he asks people questions, and he sends them more emails, and he's killing it. This was years ago. Has anybody in Nikan, North America, ever heard of Leo LeMay? Unless you're living in a cave, you know who Leo LeMay is. I'd never heard of him before until Michael said that. And he said, oh, yeah, Vance's volume, like every month, it's off the charts. And I said, well, what's he doing? And Mike's like, that's a good question. I got to find out. So, Ron, you said you got to get to the pain point. So we've used that word twice now three times. Ron, how do you invite them to Tuesday night then when you found their pain point?
Well, I haven't been very good at that, Matt.
Okay, I've got three texts that I can refer to, three different people that I've invited to Tuesday night, and one I call Charlie Brown. That's not her real name, but she can't get her deck chair unfolded. And what I mean by that is, she doesn't know how to use Zoom, but she knows how to speak YouTube. So when she struggles to get on it live, I just send her the Zoom recording the next day with a note and said, hey, it was great to see you in person on today. I bumped into her on Thursday. Here's the recording. But then I said, before you watch that, before you watch this, please watch this short 2-minute video, less than 2 minutes, by my friend Mary Ann, because I think you'll find it funny because she's a lot like you and still trying to figure out how these products work, just like the rest of us. And within seconds, Ron, she responded back with an exclamation point on top of Mary Ann's video, which means, I guess in the texting world, that that's exact, she agrees with that, or she likes it, or it's a strong, I don't know what that means. So I will follow up with her today and say, hey, can you explain why you put an exclamation point on Marianne's video? And then also, can you answer the other question? What did you think of Sherry Danzik's presentation on sleep?
Dance?
Yep.
Do my point of stories. I agree with you. Sherry's presentation was past stellar. And her story of her experience, her sleep experience with the car accident was absolutely mind-blowing. Okay.
What, for those people, Karen, explain this. For those people who didn't hear it, explain why it was mind-blowing.
She painted a picture of life, her life. It could happen to any of us at any time.
Paraphrase the story so people understand, because some people, they either didn't see it live or they haven't watched the recording. It's only 20 minutes.
Yeah, they can go back and listen to it because I cannot do it justice.
Basically,
she,
it's this. Yeah. As a former firefighter, everybody can relate to learning how to drive or being exhausted or forgetting which pedal. If you're driving a manual transmission automobile, we sometimes slip. It happens. And if you say, yo, no, I learned how to drive, you know, stick when I was 15 and I've never made an accident, I've never pushed the wrong pedal, you can't say that. That's lying. You'll lie about other stuff too. But what Sherry did was, in a moment of complete sleep deprivation, she pushed the wrong pedal and she almost caught her whole entire neighborhood on fire. That's serious. And when Karen, had you heard that story before?
No, it's the first time I've heard it. And just to reiterate what you said, it's not she almost set a whole neighborhood on fire. She set her neighbor's yard on fire. She openly shared that she set her neighbor's yard on fire at what was this, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning, the firefighters had to come out. And in a time in our culture today, I'm looking at wildfire smoke right now. I hear the reports that most of Canada is on fire. We all have been impacted by a town called Lahaina, unless we live in a cave and we don't ever hear the news. So what Sherry did on Tuesday night was so strategically brilliant. But those stories, Aaron, you're going down a road that I think all of us can learn from. Stories.
But just to keep it clean, usually when people are out at that time, they've gone to a bar, right? Okay. Sherry wasn't at a bar. It was her lifestyle. She had three small children. And a full-time job and a husband. She was running a household. And she found that the best time for her to go to the grocery store was at 1 o'clock in the morning. And she did this routine. And that's, and the story unfolds from there, but it was lifestyle, purely lifestyle. And she knew she had to make some major changes.
And I think all of us can relate to that because we all, at some point or another, most Americans, I don't know about Canadians, I think it's true of Canadians as well, most people in the West, when we're getting ready to go on a vacation, we can get 100 times more stuff accomplished because we're psyched up for that vacation. But what if we're like Sherry Danzig and we live our life like that, Mach 6 with our hair on fire, as a mother of three children, a husband and a household, and find pleasure in going grocery shopping in the middle of the night when we should be sleeping? And that's what I think, to me, resonated, because Sherry Danzig is the one that taught me about sleep equity. And if we don't sleep 6 to 7 hours a night, we're going to kill ourselves. How did Brody Craney, those of you who tuned in Thursday afternoon or even read his email, he described it this way, which I thought was brilliant. Our health is our wealth. How many of us in the last 3 to 4 years, unless we live life of a hermit, might have been impacted by something globally? And if you haven't had COVID, God bless you. But if you have, it sucks. And you learn the value of having your health, which can become your wealth. So again, I ask the question, not just of Karen or of Ron, who have answered it beautifully, how do we make people homesick for what we have with Nikan and invite them to a live Nikan experience? How do we share it? How do we get them to that point? Tell stories. What's another great way to do that?
Vance, along with stories, you touch their heart about the story you tell, and you find their response. You can usually tell from a person when you tell your story if it touches their heart or, you know, impacts them and want to know more. And then just be kind and say, okay, well, I'd like to share some other stories or other people's stories, so join me on Tuesday night and let's see what else we can hear.
Lyle, let me ask you a clarifying question. Lyle, you're one of the few people on Saturday AM Live who has been to the Corbett Grange, as they call it. It's a food recovery program, and you've seen that operation, correct?
I have. I've rode with your dad.
Okay. And the reason I bring this up is because the other day I stopped there when it opened, and there's a flurry of people. There must have been probably 50 cars crammed along the side of the road, in the parking lot, in the field. I mean, and 45 minutes later, it was a ghost town. It's like, you know, Costco opening for the first time ever, and they got all these grand opening specials. I'd never seen it, but one of our local meteorologists for our Fox affiliate, his name's Mark Nelson, he showed up near the end of my time. And he said this. He said, "Man, what are you doing here? Were you just driving down the road?" And he thought, "Oh, I'll bet I could find somebody to talk to there." And we started laughing, and this other lady came up, and she heard part of the comment. She started laughing. She's like, "Oh, wait a second." And I said, "Crystal, let me introduce you to Mark Nelson." And he took his hat off, and she's like, "Ah, you're the weather guy." And he said, "Yeah, guilty." He said, "I know. I'm kind of dressed in my grubby clothes. Normally I wear a suit." And I let them talk. But Crystal is one of the people that I've mentioned already this morning. She's the one that I invited to Tuesday night, but she doesn't know how to drive Zoom. So, Lyle, answer this question for me. What if you can't get them to get on Tuesday night live? What do you do then?
Well, if they can't physically get on it, I'll do similar like you do with send them a recording. Well, if they're not computer literate or they don't have one, then I will invite them to just come on over and join me while we watch it together.
Okay. Now we're talking. We just went from Folgers or Maxwell House right up to Peruvian organic. So if they don't know how to drive YouTube or Zoom, you take it a step further and invite them to watch it with you. Would you find that boring watching someone like Sherry? Did you get to see Sherry live Tuesday night, Lyle?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Have you had the opportunity to watch the recording yet?
No, I was going to do that this weekend, but, you know, I've definitely, you know, I try to tune in most Tuesdays and or watch the recording. The other thing, along with just inviting them to watch it together, is also maybe turn it into a teaching moment and maybe teach them how to use the computer and find the YouTube recordings or find how to do Zoom.
What if they don't speak Texan, Lyle?
Well, y'all just gonna have to come again.
I asked that question because some of you know this, but a few weeks ago I got reconnected with a friend. His name's Ivan, and he barely speaks any English. And it turns out Ivan and I share the same birthday, same birth year, same everything. And his iPhone is entirely in Russian. And I actually was showing him, because I know how to speak iPhone, I was showing him how to take my contact and save it, because I had just texted it to him. And the look on his face was priceless. What does this have to do with Nikan and inviting somebody? With Lyle, what you just said, sometimes we have to take an opportunity to have a teaching moment and show people how to use technology. Because some people don't speak YouTube yet. So, Gary, can I call on you? Or Lyle, do you have more that you want to share on this topic?
No, I think that's enough for me today.
Okay, thank you. I want to go from Texas all the way up to Portland, the other Portland. He would describe it as the better Portland. I disagree. I think Portland, Oregon is better than Portland, Maine, but that's my opinion. Gary, how do you invite people to the Tuesday night experience?
Well, first of all, I remind them that Portland is first in its class.
So unless you live in a town or a city named Portland.
No, then I say, if you want a second opinion, contact Vance, and he's in the other Portland.
The other Portland. The second Portland.
Yeah. I think you were getting some great stuff from Lyle, and when he went so far as to say invite him to your house, or secondly, take advantage of a teaching moment. That sounded quite profound. So kudos to Lyle.
Because Gary, you've been in NECAN for a while. You and I have been roommates at NECAN events. We go way back. I don't remember when we first met, but there was something about you, other than the fact that you're from the original Portland. But I was like mesmerized by this Gary guy. You and I have, you know, enjoyed Dunkin' Donuts coffee on the rock because we couldn't consume it inside the restaurant.
Just for the record, COVID restrictions.
COVID restrictions. But you've had some experiences the last few weeks with people that don't speak English, but you know, or they do, but it's not their mother, it's not their heart language. And you, I think the way you had told me when we were chatting on the phone, you said, Vance, I just want to, I'm not even going to charge them for some of these products because they've so blessed me. We own our own business. That's something that Michael DiMuccio keeps driving home. In a little commercial, if you didn't see it and you want to see it, just pop me a text or pop me an email. Two Thursdays ago, Michael opened up the NFL meeting, the NECAN field leaders or the national field leaders, whatever NFL stands for. If you didn't get to see that and you'd like to see it, all you got to do is ask me and I'll get it to you. It's a YouTube video training Zoom that he did, but it was second. Jeannie watched it. Several other people watched it. Mary Bowser was on live. Barb Satterwhite. But let me know and I'll get it to you. But Gary, how have you invited people to Tuesday night? Or again, or to Seiko Kai or to Master Day? And how do you do it?
Well, oftentimes that's not the most convenient. So, because it's usually time sensitive. So instead of, if I'm face to face, it may be something of a very strict, and very simple, balance test and see if that at all piques their interest. For some people, they just walk away and then I just allow that to be the case. But oftentimes it at least piques their curiosity. So it might be then asking some questions and checking with them, finding out if there's some issue for them, just sort of being friendly and chatting and proceeding but at a gradual pace. Nothing being too pushy.
Nothing being too pushy. Gary, would you take offense to it? Because Stacy asked me to bring this up. Okay, Stacy is my one and only wife of coming up on 28 years. And she said, you need to share that with the NECAN people because I think they're going to find that funny. So here's the question, Gary. If somebody accused you and called you flypaper, would you take offense to that? And what this person said, and they clarified this, they said, Vance, you're like flypaper. Matter of fact, I'm going to start calling you flypaper. Because you stick to people, and even if we try to shake you off, we can't get rid of you.
Oh, well, I'd turn the phrase, because flypaper is repulsive. I would say, Vance, you have such a magnetic personality.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, I might stick close.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But just don't show up in a leisure suit, okay?
Yeah. See, Gary, you should have never said that because my dad has been purging and he's got a 1968-1969 polyester lime green leisure suit that I've already claimed. And what I just heard Gary say was, Vance, I double dog dare you to wear that to the boss event in December.
Well,
I think that's what I heard you say.
That's why your dad is purging. He's getting rid of that stuff. Did you miss that important word?
And by the way, I have that leisure suit. And when Jeannie and Ricky get here, I'm going to make sure it fits. I may have to take it to the tailor to get it taken in a little bit. But I, Karen, you're my witness, and Ron and Lyle, you just heard Gary say, Vance, I double dog dare you to wear that to the boss event because you are the boss and I will be the boss.
Vance?
Yes, go ahead. Thank you, Julie, for interrupting this wild harebrained trail that we're on.
This is Loretta Nixon from Maine.
Oh my goodness, Loretta, I'm so sorry. So sorry. Another Maine person. Oh my goodness gracious. Go ahead, Loretta.
I think I remember that green suit your dad wearing when he was in Maine.
I don't know that he ever took it on the road, but
really,
because this one is one that I wore in high school because I would borrow it from my father, and every time they had a nerd contest dress up day, I always won. Always, because I just didn't care.
I thought I remembered seeing him in one of those jumpsuits. That was
oh
green.
No, I'll send you the picture. No, the one you're thinking of is bright yellow, and the baseball cap that he wears with it has a shark on it, and it says attack. And it has bright yellow shorts with brown dress socks with any kind of shoes you can imagine with his very white pale legs. I have that suit too. I'm going to wear that for day two of the boss event. But Loretta, since you've thrown your hat in the ring here, how do you invite people to a NECAN event like Tuesday night, Happy Life Equals Balanced Life?
Well, I'm sorry to say that I have not been on one of those events in a very long time.
Hey, so, do you know how to drive Zoom?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna be Lyle right now. Hang on just a second. Let me. Loretta?
Yes.
Can I show you how to drive Zoom?
I'm on Zoom all the time. I know how to do Zoom.
Do y'all know how to drive Zoom?
No, maybe not.
No. Well, are you free Tuesday night at 8:30?
I can be.
You could be.
I could
so
be.
I reckon, if you're free, you'd be my guest Tuesday night?
I would love to.
There we go. So Lyle just taught me how to speak Texan and how to speak a language you don't even, an accent you don't understand because you popped a car up in Maine last time I checked.
Yeah.
But now you're going to join me as my guest on Tuesday night, right?
Sure. If you give me the link.
I'll get you the link. Okay.
Send me the link.
So do you want that via email or do you want that via text?
Email.
Email. You want it via email. Okay. Hang on 1 second and let me show you how to do this. I have the email invitation that NECAN sent me. I don't know why I got it, but I chose to save it. Hang on a second. Got to go to the right email. Balanced Life Equals, would you like the live recording, or the recorded version, or would you like that too?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'm going to send you right now, Loretta Nixon, that's kooky71839@gmail.com.
Yeah, and it's C-O-O-K-E-Y.
Right. I'm sorry. I just said kooky, and if that doesn't offend you because I mispronounced it, does it?
No.
No. Okay. So I'm cleaning this email up a little bit right there. Hang on 1 second. And it's titled Event Reminder. Is that good enough for you, or do I need to change the subject line to say Balanced Life or Tuesday night?
Good.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah. So I would love your emails.
Oh, you love my email.
I'd love to get some. I don't get anything from it.
You don't? Oh, well, let me fix that right now, too. I can do that. Actually, I'll remember, Loretta. Hang on just a second. Let me scribble myself a note. Let me find a piece of paper here in my desk. Loretta to email list. Jeannie Zeden taught me how to use Post-its, and my desk is covered with Post-its. It's a mess.
A Post-it note. So you painted a visual image, at least for me, of this grossly colored leisure suit. So think about this. You could be a walking endorsement for the Jade Greenzymes. with that post. So I do encourage you to wear it to the boss event. And dangle a few packets of Jade Green Design Citrus.
Right. Well, I know Michael DiMuccio will be dressed like, you know, in a $700 and $1,000 outfit. Because Michael DiMuccio always looks like he walked right out of, you know, a GQ magazine or a fashion show, because he's the owner of his company, Good Vibration, and he always looks like that. So what
Matt,
I heard, Loretta, go ahead.
Vance, this is Barb.
Yes.
Can I say something?
Absolutely, Barb. Thank you for speaking up.
If you wear that green leisure suit, I will not sit at your table.
Okay, Barb, I have two words for you.
Uh-oh.
Game on. Game on.
Which means?
Game on. What I just heard Barb Satterwhite, all of you on Saturday AM Live, just heard Barb Satterwhite. She took Gary's Double Dog Dare and took it to like a triple up. It's like a triple play. So my two-word response, and I'm toasting my Peruvian coffee beans. I'm going to finish this cup this morning. I don't normally do that. I'm packing it. I'm packing right now today, folks. I will take a picture of it to prove it. So, Barb, you don't necessarily have to sit at my table, and that's okay. I won't be offended. Maybe I'll just take the jacket. Barb, how do you invite people to your own amazing events called the Hydration Happy Hour? How do you invite them to Tuesday night, Balanced Life Equals Happy Life?
I had a feeling this was coming. Now, I'm going to let everybody off the hook with this one. That was designed by Ruben, and it was designed to bring guests on. And we all attended, and I agree, Sherry's was excellent. And yet we have very few guests on. So I'm not blaming anybody. I'm me included. Absolutely me included. So I'm glad you're having the discussion. And what I would say is, so for instance, let's just forget about strategizing how to do this. Just be authentic. You've got something you're excited about, you want them to share, and just ask the question. Would you like to hear more? Here's what's going on, or whatever it is. You know, I'm like I said, I'm speaking to myself. And you've reminded me, because I don't take the effort to make sure somebody's on there. So we're all in the same boat. That makes anybody feel better. And we're all guilty of not having guests on there. Now, not to beat us up, it's just to say it's awareness. Okay, this was designed to have guests. And here's another really neat thing. Here's the easiest way to find out how to get on it. Go to your calendar on your homepage, click on that date, and all of a sudden you'll see Balanced Life, Happy Life, and there's a link. Just copy that link or click on that link. That's how fast you can do it. And we all get event reminders, but we don't know where they are. We have to go find them. I've been there, done that. But I'm telling you, that calendar at least has the corporate events on it. Seiko Kai, any of those, you just hover over the date, like next week on the 26th, be sure and hover over that and click into Seiko Kai. So that's just a little, if somebody didn't know that. So
Barb,
I don't know if I answered your question, but I gave
you
my answer.
No, you did. You did. But see, and here's the thing. I think that some of us think that there's some, we've cracked the code, like Barb Satterwhite. She's cracked the code on getting every single person she stands in front of, because she knows that shipping business analogy, because she came up with it. She takes them from a first time meeting at the grocery store all the way to an intimate friendship with this person, and she's got him coming to the boss event, and she just met him at the grocery store. That's what people believe about you, Barb, that every single person you meet, you turn into, they buy a wellness home right there. They hand you your credit card, their credit card, and they buy everything. Is that true?
Right. Right.
Right.
So, no, right. I'm no different than everybody else. I mean, I'm serious. I mean that, and I know that I'm as guilty as anybody for not getting people on. And we all love this, but, you know, we're not doing any good by just watching it ourselves. And yet, but the good news is, the other good news is about, you know, this is what I love about that first page on your webpage. Go to, beside the calendar, the quick links. Click on Balanced Life, Happy Life, and all the video recordings. Lumen's done, did a great job of putting those all on there. So just click on them to save them or copy them, whatever. So they're all right there.
And I'm looking at it right now, and the latest presentation from Sherry Danzig is right there.
Yeah.
638 views, updated 3 days ago, so that means 600 in the world of YouTube, folks, just to give you a teaching opportunity, an educational moment. I know a thing or two about YouTube because Vance is on it. 11-second driveway slide video. I don't make much money off of each view. Every time 1,000 new people view it from a different device, I make 12 cents. 12 pennies. It's not very much money. And I'm not going to go into the rest of that, how you make money off of YouTube, but 638 different devices have watched Sherry Danzig since Tuesday night. What that means is not, that means 638 laptops or iPhones or Samsungs or 638 different devices. Because once your device links in, did you know that? No, it's irrelevant information. But 638 views have watched, or maybe it's the 36 videos that are there total. I'm not sure exactly. But it's been updated. If I click on that, on this one from Tuesday, it's going to take me, but it's right there. So, Barb, I think you're bringing up a valid point. Even if we don't get on it live with our guest, if I don't get on it Tuesday night with Loretta live, Loretta can get on it now because she has the invitation. But even if we don't bring our guest live to the meeting, we can still use the recording, correct?
That's right. So I guess just know that resource is there, number one. And this is what we've been asking for, is to have something great on one website so you don't have to go to all these different websites and places to find things. So at least with those, they're right there. So that's all I'm saying, is that we all need to make this easier. And and I think your idea of, yes, if somebody doesn't make it after you've invited them, you really, and this is a great thing to do, is just say, oh, I'm so sorry you weren't able to make it. Thought you might enjoy the recording, blah, 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 and drop it, you know?
And if they watch it, how do we know if they watch it? We follow up.
Yes.
Follow up. I remember somebody years ago teaching me those are the six most important words in this industry. Follow up. How do you follow up? Well, watch the We Academy on follow-up. There's this amazing, almost 55-year-young guy who opens up that segment. Wow. I mean, when you put him in the right clothing, he's pretty handsome. I got called good-looking the other day, Barb.
Well, good.
And they didn't believe I was almost 55.
That's because you didn't have the green leisure suit on. Gary, help me with this.
Good one, Barbara. Are you going to go into the Elvis story?
Yeah. No, let's not
Thank
go there.
Much.
But
Thank you very much. Hey, folks, I hope this has been helpful, and I want to remind everybody again, I'm looking at, as Barb said, on the front office. I know some of us call it the back office, but it's actually the front office. It's the first page that pops up when you log in. I can see exactly what Barb Satterwhite's organization is doing or what they're not doing. I mean, volume-wise. Okay, that's what I'm referring to. But more importantly, down at the bottom, all these links are right there. We've been asking, this is what Michael DiMuccio said the other day, we've been asking for these things. Are they perfect? No. But they're there. And if you want, my friend Marianne she went back to her maiden name. If you want her minute and 24-second video on her response, her reaction to the insult, it's stellar. It's absolutely stellar. And she's not even a Nikan customer yet. But she shares her response, and it's a short little video. It's in my phone. I'm not going to post it onto YouTube because I'll get in trouble because she used the word painful. And we're not supposed to use that word. Several of you have used the word pain this morning. We're not supposed to use those words. According to the Oregon Health Sciences University, we're not supposed to use the word whiteboard either. We're not supposed to use the word crazy. We're not supposed to, there's a whole long list of new words that are politically correct and politically incorrect. I don't care about that stuff. My point is this. If we want to invite people to a live Nikan event, we have to do the inviting. And if they can't make it live because the time doesn't work out, as Gary said, the time of 8:30 p.m. on a Tuesday night, that may not be convenient to certain people. 5:30 p.m. in the summer months is not very convenient to me. But the recording, and I called those of you who don't understand how obnoxious Vance can be, I called Sherry Danzig. I FaceTimed her right after Tuesday night. And I said, you were brilliant. That story. She got excited because I was thanking her for being so brilliant. It's that good. It's just that good. And if you haven't seen it, I sent it in my email. Loretta, you'll be on my email list in a matter of minutes. Okay. Did I miss anything? Go ahead.
Vance?
Yes.
Vance, this is Carol from Virginia.
Of course. Carol, you always got to get in here and get the last word, so go for it.
I would just also include that I agree with all the approaches of getting that was said to get people to these calls. But I think we should remember that, and this was said a couple of weeks ago, that some people, when you text them and you tell them to come, they miss the text or the email and whatnot because they're busy. It's not perhaps because they don't want to come. So we have to be persistent and you know, getting the person to, and inviting the person to come to these meetings. And also, there's some kind of percentage of how many times you invite a person before they come. I don't know what it is. It's like you invite them 15 times, and I don't know what that percentage number is, and they finally accept and come. So, again, it's more persistence on our side. And we can't think that we are bothering the person. Again, they might just be busy and miss it. And I always ask, hey, if you're not interested, tell me and I won't bother you. You know, so I just wanted to throw that in.
Carol,
well, Carol,
he's
yeah.
my buddy. And you know what,
yeah,
Carol,
no.
The other thing is about that. It's 5 to 12 times before, after you, 5 to 12 encounters before someone might do anything. So don't get upset if the 4 or 5 times they haven't done anything. It doesn't mean, but we all get in this mindset, oh, they don't want to do it. Well, forget the mindset and just have the intent that you're going to invite. And then, like Carol said, ask them, if you don't want to hear from me anymore, let me know.
Those
on.
Averages, Carol, Barb, those averages, those numbers that you're given are 100% accurate. However, as Ron alluded to earlier, if you reach their pain point, Elaine Connolly, perfect example. When she heard about Niken, it reached her pain point. She ordered everything in the catalog. Anybody ever heard of Elaine Connolly today? Oh, yeah. Everybody knows in Niken who Elaine Connolly is. She ordered the entire catalog. Yeah, go ahead.
Also, more ratio. It's about quantity, too. So, you know, if you invite two people, maybe one person might come. If you invite five people, maybe three people might come. So if you're trying to start your business, get your business going, you got to invite people. The more you invite, the more.
You're saying it's a numbers game.
Yes.
Jeannie Zeden took Marianne Mind's video, sent it to 12 people, and six of them responded and asked for more information. It's just a video. It's just a minute and 24 seconds long. It doesn't even say Niken. It says insoles. It says magnets. She says some other stuff, but it's just a video. Just a tool. Go ahead.
I want to add something to what Carol was saying about, you know, don't give up if they don't respond. And you know, Barb said 7 to 12 times. I work with a particular trainer, and when he's having trainings, he contacts you text and email, if he's got both of them, 3 days before the event. He starts contacting you. So he'll contact you 3 days, 2 days, 1 day before the event. And then the day of the event, he will contact you three or four times.
Ooh.
You know, he's in Hawaii. So he contacts you early in the morning, says, remember, there's an event at 12 o'clock today. And then he'll contact you a couple hours later. And then he contacts you 5 minutes before the event starts. So we're going live right now.
Ron, do you find those reminders irritating?
I do not.
How come?
Well, because I'm looking forward to participating.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even if, but you know, but I, but to, I can't remember if Carol said this or not, but people miss the messages. I know Richard Brook always says that, you know, people are busy. So
yeah.
They miss what you're telling them.
Right. Okay, so you bring up a really valid point, and I need to wind this up because we are 3 minutes past the top of the hour. I just want to remind everybody again, on the Niken front office, I'm looking at a picture of Barb and Carol right now. It's video number 6, called Balanced Life, Happy Life, North American English Version, Water Matters, Barb Satterwhite, June 2023. It was shot 2 months ago, and you can see a picture of Barb and Carol sitting there doing an energy test using the water. And then you'll see and I haven't even seen this one yet, but video number 2 with Dr. Gary Lindner. I heard it was incredible. It's there. And if you don't know how to drive YouTube yet, all you got to do is push the buttons on your phone or on your computer, and or just call me. Call me and I'll show you how to do it. It's a really fun thing, and I'll take Gary's advice and I'll turn it into, or no, Lyle's advice, and I'll turn it into a teaching moment. 2 weeks from today, I want to let the cat out of the bag. Everybody's doing a contest. Team Rogers contest will be as follows. The details are forthcoming. Everybody wins. But here's the contest. How many people can you invite to Tuesday night or any other live Niken event from September through December. Ron, I'm going to put you on the spot. How many people do you think you can invite to a live Meekin event? Your methods are really not that important, the mechanics, but your intention is very important. But give me a number. We want to hold you to this, you and Renee. How many people do you think you can invite to the live Meekin events from September? Let's do this, Ron, for kicks and giggles. From September 3rd, Sunday, September 3rd, that's when the contest is going to start. That sounds like a good Ron, good date, right? Why,
yeah.
Why September 3rd, Ron, you ask? Because I know a guy who's turning 55. Good looking guy. Really quirky when you get coffee in him. But from September 3rd through December 31st, how many people can you and Renee invite to the live Meekin event? Give us a number.
You're talking about which events? Any event?
Any event. Total.
Whether it's Barb's or Sherry's or Seiko.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
How many people?
Two a day.
You're going for two a day. Where's my calculator? Sorry. Hang on a second. I want to do the math really quick.
I didn't have a calculator in front of me.
So that's 122. That's 122 times 2 equals 244 people.
And I know that between the two of us, we have more than that number of people in our phones.
Okay, 244. Okay. So, folks, just an FYI, Ron and Renee, and Ron, I hope I can stretch this a little bit. I hope you won't be offended. I don't think you will. Ron and Renee have expressed to me that they want to go to the Boss event. But there's one little tiny thing standing in their way. It's not an airline ticket. It's not a hotel room. It's not traveling from Michigan to Southern California. There's only one teeny tiny thing standing in their way. Ron, do you want to share with the group what that teeny tiny thing is?
We're not a silver distributorship.
Yet. So 244 people could change that. 244 invites could change that. I think Ron and Renee are going to win the Team Rogers contest. But everybody wins. Come September 2nd, I'll unveil the whole details about this contest. And one of you, by the way, today, I got to scribble the list down. FYI, one of you today is going to win something. I will contact my secret judge between now and September 2nd, and I'll find out who gave the best answer in their opinion. Now, the secret judge will remain secret because that's why I call them a secret judge. And they will tell me who won. And you're going to get something in the mail. You will be contacted by me for your address, and you will get something in the mail. And if you don't believe me, you can ask Lori Jones how excited she is to have her Japanese mag set. You could ask Ron and Renee how excited they are to have their Nikon comforter, which I haven't sent. Sorry. And you can ask Lyle.
That's right. I'm still waiting.
Because you're freezing down there in Texas, aren't you, Lyle? You haven't.
It's terrible. It got down to 94.
What are you going to do? 94 and you don't have your Nikon comforter. So I hope this has been helpful. I look forward to seeing you all next Saturday on Seiko Kai. Just as a reminder again, no Saturday AM live. It'll actually be Saturday AM dead. Okay?
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.